We'll talk about discipleship. Let's read some Bible first.
我们读路加福音第九章。
Let's read the book of Gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
我们读五十七节到六十二节，请弟兄姊妹一同来读。路加福音第九章五十七到六十二节。
Verse 57 through 62. Luke 9:57 to 62.
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说。你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说：跟从我来。那人说：主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说：主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。今天早上在我选诗歌的时候，我很想再选198首。
This morning when I picked the hymns, I really want to pick 198 again.
但是因为唱了很多遍很多遍，最近我们几个礼拜都在唱。
But we have seen it so many times for the past few weeks.
不知道弟兄姊妹唱厌了没有？
I don't know whether you're tired about it or not.
所以我就再加两个号码，变200首。
So I add two numbers to it, so it becomes 200.
其实我心里是想唱198首。
But deep down inside, I really like to sing 198 again.
弟兄姊妹们喜不喜欢唱第198首呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you really like that one?
198. 如果要再唱，我们可以再唱一节诗歌，好不好？
Now, if you really like that one, if you can raise your hand, we can sing it just once more.
也许弟兄，有弟兄来唱啊。这首诗歌很多人都会背，我们再唱一次好不好？唱一节诗歌，198首。极乐。今天我们要继续讲门徒的信息。
Today we'll continue on the message of discipleship.
如果我问一个问题，在十二个门徒里面，你们最喜欢哪一个
？If I should ask a question among the 12 disciples, which one you like most?
大家告诉我最喜欢哪一位
？Now would you tell me which one you like most?
第一个进到你脑子里的名字是哪一个
？Now which is the first name that enters into your mind?
有没有人告诉我你喜欢哪一个门徒
？Now would you tell me which one you like?
约翰
，John，
我就猜到你要说约翰。
I guess that you will say John.
所以我今天要讲约翰。
That's why I will say John. I will talk about John today.
但弟兄姊妹，约翰很可爱吗
？Now is John very lovely?
那胡姊妹告诉我为什么约翰可爱
？Now, Sister Hu, would you tell me why is John so lovable?
所以他选了一个弟兄叫做 John.
That's why he picked a brother named John.
我想大家都答不上来，为什么喜欢约翰
？Now, why do you like John so much?
我们读一节圣经。
Let's read a verse.
马可福音三章十七节。
Mark 3.
啊
？Mark 3.
十七节。
17.
弟兄姊妹找到没有？我们一同来读好不好
？Let's read it together.
还有西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
And James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Barnabas, which is the son of thunder.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个名字半尼奇意思就是雷子。
Now this name Barnabas is meaning the son of thunder.
这个名字很奇怪啊。
Now this is a strange name.
雷子，我想不是因为他讲话很声音很大。
I don't think it's because he talks loud.
为什么叫他做雷子
？Now why was named son of thunder？
我想因为他脾气很不好。
I believe he's got a bad temper。
弟兄姊妹有没有想到约翰和雅各是两个大脾气的人
？Now do you ever think of that John and James are two with hot temper？
潘姊妹啊，胡姊妹，你喜欢一个脾气火大的人吗
？Now sister Hu, do you like a man with a hot temper？
约翰和雅各。他们的名字叫半尼奇，雷子的意思。
But John and James, they were named Barnabas. That means the son of thunder.
那我到底要问，到底你们对雅各、约翰有多少认识啊
？Then I have to ask you, how much do you know this John and James?
刚才我问了一个问题，大家都没有回答。为什么约翰可爱？为什么约翰觉得可亲？回答不出来。
I just asked a question that why is he lovable, and nobody can answer that.
再看看他的名字可不好说，叫做雷子啊。
But if we look into his name, then oh, that's terrible because his name is son of thunder.
我想雅各和约翰主耶稣叫他们雷子的时候他们也无可奈何。
I believe when John and James heard that they were named so, they couldn't do a thing about it.
他们愿不愿意接受这个名字呢?
Are they willing to receive this kind of name?
他们绝不觉得自己是雷子呢?
Do they really think themselves as a son of thunder?
恐怕是一面又不想接受，一面又不好意思说，父子你弄错，我不是雷子。
I believe they probably don't really want to receive it, but then they're not to say, no, I'm not the son of thunder.
到底约翰是不是雷子啊?
Now, is John really the son of thunder?
我们看看圣经怎么记载。
Let's look at the scripture, see how was it recorded.
弟兄姊妹，考验考验我们大家对约翰跟雅各有多少认识, huh?
Now, this is a test, see how much we know them.
我们先看马可福音9章38节到40节。
Let's read Mark 9.
38到40.
38-40. Mark 9:38-40.
一起读好不好?
Let's read it together.
约翰对那人说：“夫子，对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。”耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。” 有一个人在那里传道赶鬼，奉着主的名来行神迹。
There's one there preaching the gospel and casting out devil in Jesus' name.
但这个人约翰不认识他。
But this person John didn't know.
他说只有我们是跟随耶稣，我们能奉主的名，为什么他也能奉主的名啊？
Because John think only us now we are the ones that follow Jesus. How come this stranger can do the same thing?
他一看就火大了。
So he is really mad.
他说父子。 他奉你的名去禁止他。
So he said, Master, he's doing this. Now you go stop him.
火气大不大?
Now is he in a bad temper?
我们再看马可福音第10章。
Let's read Mark 10.
35到45。
35-45.
西庇太的儿子雅各约翰近前来对耶稣说父子我们无论求你什么愿你给我们做。 耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”他们说：“赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要受。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。”那十个门徒听见。 就恼怒雅各约翰，第十最后一节哈，41节。
Now, verse 41, and when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各约翰可不可爱呀？
Now, are they lovable?
那十个门徒听见恼怒他，哎呀，这两个人。
Those 10 disciples are so mad at them that these two.
还想做老大老二了。
They want to be the first and the second.
将来复活，一个坐在主耶稣左边，一个坐在主的右边。Later
on, after resurrection, they want to sit one in the left, one in the right.
那我们这十个人坐哪里啊？
Now, where do we sit?
他们恼怒雅各约翰。So
they're very mad at them.
我们再看，路加福音，我们转回来看路加福音第9章。Let's
read Luke 9.
这次我们请大家一起读，好不好？
Let's read it together this time.
我们从46节读起。
Starting from 46.
请弟兄姊妹一同读46节，我们一段一段读，好吧？ 46节先读到48节。Let's
read 46 through 48 first.
好，请弟兄姊妹一同读。门徒中间起了议论，谁将为大？耶稣看出他们心中的议论，就领一个小孩子来，叫他站在自己的旁边，对他们说：“凡为我名接待这小孩子的，就是接待我。” 凡接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。你们中间最小的，他便为大。那弟兄姊妹，我想主早就知道约翰、雅各还有其他十个人呢，心里要怎么想。I
believe Jesus already know what they were thinking ahead of time.
有一天，雅各、约翰他们心里的故事露出来了。One
day when John and James they have this thought revealed.
那么其实圣经里记载，门徒争论谁为大是常常争论谁为大。But
actually, it was recorded all among those disciples, this kind of argument happened all the time to fight who's the greatest.
耶稣看出他们心中议论呢，就对，就领个小孩子来。
Jesus knows what's inside of them, so he lead a little child in front of them.
他说：“你们中间最大的就最小，最小的就最大。”
Then he say, "Among you, the greatest will be the smallest, and smallest will be the greatest."
门徒们没有听懂啊。
And those disciples did not really understand.
我们再读49节和50节。
Let's read verse 49 through 50.
我们再一起读。约翰说：“夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他。”因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。”
这节圣经我们刚才读的差不多啊，我们再继续读51节到56节。
51 through 56。
耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去，便打发使者在他前面走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备，那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去，他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？”耶稣转身责备那两个门徒，说：“你们的心如何，你们并不知道。人子来，不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。”说着，就往别的村庄去了。又是这两个门徒。
Again, these two.
约翰、雅各
John and James，
他们好像一对双生子一样。
They are like twins。
一个人心里有这个意思，那个人也是一样。
Now one have the thought, the other have the same thought。
西庇太这两个儿子常常和门徒们找麻烦。
The sons of Zebedee is always causing trouble among disciples。
所以我不晓得为什么弟兄姊妹这么喜欢约翰。
I don't know why you like John so much。
其实我也很喜欢约翰。
But in fact, I like John very much。
等到我们讲完今天的信息，我希望我们更爱约翰。
After this message, I hope that we'll love him even more。
但弟兄姊妹们，约翰按照天然的个性，不是一个可爱的人。
But according to his nature, he's not a very lovable person.
主耶稣叫他伴尼奇啊。
Because Jesus called him Boanerges.
主的话真是很幽默。
Our Lord's really full of humor.
你们有没有被人叫过这样绰号啊？
Now, have you been nicknamed by other people?
你听到这些绰号，你高不高兴啊？
Now, after you heard them, are you happy?
但是多半这些绰号都是最对的名字。
But most of the time, all those nicknames are the really correct to you.
别人看我们呢、啊，比我们自己看自己清楚。
Because other people see us clearer than we see ourselves.、
啊、这个不是叫我们去论断别人啊。
Now this is not to teach you to judge other people.
约翰和雅各刚刚听见主耶稣叫他们伴尼奇的时候
，When John and James first heard that Jesus calls them Boanerges,
一面大概他们也很欢喜，因为主耶稣特别看重他们，特别看见他们。
But at one hand that they're very happy because Jesus really pay attention to them.
主耶稣称利未做马太
，because he called Jesus called Levi Matthew。
主耶稣叫西门叫彼得。
He called Simon Peter。
这个约翰雅各都给他们起个名叫伴尼奇。
And John James he gave them name Boanerges。
至少这些人名字在主的心里面。
At least those names are in Jesus' heart。
所以他们也许很欢喜。
So probably they're very happy。
可是我想他们还不大服气。
But then they still cannot accept it totally.
为什么叫我做雷子？那我又不会打雷。
Why was I named the son of thunder? I don't cause that kind of a frightening thing.
但是有一天，当约翰雅各看见有人奉主的名在那里传道。
But then one day when John and James saw people casting out preaching in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各和约翰天生是个性情窄小的人呢。
Now you can see that John and James was in nature a very narrow person.
这可以自己做，别人不能做的。
They can do something, but not others.
他们奉主的名，他们也出去学习传道、医病、赶鬼。
They in Jesus' name they went out. They healed people and they cast out devils.
但是别人做这些事情的时候，他们心里不高兴。
But when other people do the same thing, they're not happy.
因为他们心里总觉得说自己做这件事情有相当的荣耀。
Because they think when we are doing it, that there's a certain glory there.
你晓得我们今天侍奉主很多时候啊，也是这样情形。
Nowadays, when we serve the Lord, so many times we're like that.
我以前讲过，常常说，那我们去看望一个人，结果看了半天， 他得救了，但是不来我们这里聚会。
I always say that a lot of time we visit someone and afterwards he's saved, but he doesn't come here to have meeting with us.
心里难过。
Then you feel bad.
保罗不是这样。
But Paul's not like that.
保罗说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。
He said, no matter what, the gospel is spread.
所以他说他又欢喜。
So he's still happy.
他心里欢喜。
He's indeed inside he's happy.
弟兄姊妹们，度量窄小是每一个天然人都有这样情形。
Now to be narrow is the nature in everybody.
旧约时候人是这样，新约时候人这样。
In the Old Testament, so and in the same in the New Testament.
两千年以前这样，今天还是这样。
It was so 2,000 years ago, and today is still the same.
但每个人都觉得我度量还不小哈。
But everybody will think that I'm pretty good.
因为还没有摸到你度量的边界嘞。
Because they haven't really touched the boundary of your measure.
因为你天天为自己而活的时候，
because every day when you live for yourself,
没有人敢碰你啊。
Nobody can touch you.
像个刺猬一样，人生活在一起好像刺猬一样。
Because among people we're like the porcupines.
靠得太远了，很冷啊。
When we're farther apart, it's kind of cold.
但如果挤得太近啊，会痛啊。
But if we're too close together, it's starting to hurt.
我每次看见弟兄姊妹家里边超过四个人在一起住的时候，我就很佩服他们。
Every time I saw that in a family there's more than four members, I'm very, I think.
Admire them.
I admire them.
我家里有五，小时候我家里五个人呢。
When I was young, we have five people in my family.
父亲、母亲还有一个姐姐、一个弟弟。
I have my parents and an older sister and a younger brother.
天天吵架。
We fight every day.
我觉得他们度量真是不够。
And I feel they are so stingy and so narrow.
但是奇怪，都是跟我吵架。
But how come they always fight with me?
谁不明白呀？
So I don't understand.
他们度量小到个地步要跟我吵架。
They are so narrow that they want to fight with me.
不晓得每个人都度量有个限度。
And I didn't know we all have a certain limit.
旧约里面也是这样啊。
And it's the same in the Old Testament.
有一个君王叫做罗伯安。
There's a king named Roboam.
他是所罗门的儿子。
He's the son of Solomon.
你晓得所罗门是圣经里面记载度量最大的一个人。
Now Solomon is recorded in the Bible as the most with the greatest
measure.
因为
他去祷告神，他说：“求你给我个大的度量。”
Because when he prayed to the Lord, he prayed that he will have a great measure.
圣经里说所罗门的心广大如同海沙。
And it was said that the King Solomon has this his heart is great and broad like the sea.
但是他的儿子罗伯安度量不够大。
But his son doesn't have such good measure.
有一天以色列国被分裂成两半。
One day when Israel was split into two.
北面叫做以色列，南面叫做犹大。
The north part is Israel and the south is Judah.
所罗门的儿子罗伯安只有南面的两个支派。
And the son of Solomon only have the two tribes in the south.
耶罗伯安他得了十个支派。
But Jeroboam has the 10 tribes in the north.
所以耶罗伯安头一件事就是打，把他打回来。
So Roboam, first thing he's come to his mind is that I have to fight. I have to conquer them.
神说不许他打。
And God said no.
你知道圣经里记得很妙，他就当时就不打就回去了。
So at that time it was recorded, so he stopped fighting and go back.
但是圣经里又记载说。罗伯安在世子常常跟耶罗伯安征战。
But then it was recorded in his days that he lived, he always have trouble with Jeroboam.
明着不敢打，暗中常常打。
There's no open war, but there's a cold war going on.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天度量不够啊，和人中间呢冷战哈。的确冷战，明着不敢，暗中还是征战。
Now when we don't have this the big measure, we do that all the time. We don't have an open fight with someone, but the cold war is always going on.
罗伯安他比较敬畏神，他在设立祭坛。耶路撒冷祭坛，他请祭司侍奉。
He Roboam is asked the priest to set the altar.Set up altars in Jerusalem.
耶罗伯安他就嫉妒。
And Jeroboam is very jealous about this.
所以他就自己也立了祭坛。
So he set up an altar himself.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个现象啊，大家增进彼此增进的都一样。
Now, this is the same that everybody's fighting like this.
但是保罗刚才我们说保罗的度量不一样。
But Paul has a different measure.
他明明知道有些人传福音是出于嫉妒、出于纷争、出于结党。
Indeed, he already knows some people who preach the gospel. The purpose of that is to fight and to have conflict and to have a small group.
但是他说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。
But he said, nevertheless, the gospel is spread.
他说，为此我要欢喜，我还要欢喜。
For this, I will joy, and again, I will be joyful.
主耶稣度量更大。
And Jesus have even greater measure.
他说，不要禁止。
Jesus said, don't stop them.
因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。
Because he said, if they're not against us, they're for us.
他说奉主的名侍奉的不会抵挡主。
He said, those who serve in the name of the Lord will not fight against the Lord.
但是这件事情出来的时候，我们讲谁？不是讲罗伯汉，今天讲约翰哈。约翰受不了。
But then when when Jesus said that, John cannot stand it.
弟兄姊妹，不仅约翰度量窄小，他有一个成见专断。
Not only that, he has a preconcept.
他有一个嫉妒的态度。
He's jealous.
弟兄姊妹，不知道为什么啊，好像这些罪的本性在每个人身上或多或少显出来，都是这样。
Somehow this kind of the nature of sin which will show force in everybody more or less here and there.
没有一个人是说只有一种病的。
Nobody's only have one little shortcoming.
有些人说我什么都好，就是脾气坏一点。
And some people say, "Oh, I'm all right, except I have a little hot temper."
我什么都好，就脾气急一点。
I'm okay in every respect, except I'm a little bit I'm a short-tempered.
但脾气坏跟脾气这个急啊，差不多哎。
This bad temper or short temper is about the same.
急躁的人就一定要脾气坏的。
Those who have a hot temper, they usually have a bad temper.
有些时候我说我们度量什么都好，就是这个人心地狭小一点。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, this person is all right, except he's a little bit stingy."
但心地狭小的人有时候也会算计别人。
But we know that stingy person sometimes will calculate against other people.
那个约翰呢，你看他这件一句话说出来的时候，你碰到他的味道啊，这个人呢就是度量不够。
Now when he said that, then you can touch something inside of him, that is he's with such a small measure.
但是还不止这样。
But not only that.
又有一次。
And one more time, there's in another occasion.
那这回真是雷子表现出来
了。 Now this time is really the behavior of a son of thunder.
那一天主耶稣面向着耶路撒冷去。
That day when Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem.
但是撒玛利亚人不接待他。
But this Samaritan does not receive them.
圣经里并没有讲为什么不接待他。
In the Bible it did not tell us why the Samaritan refused him.
但是底下接着说因为他向耶路撒冷去。
But it says,Because his face as if he's going to Jerusalem.
好像这里的意思就是说，因为他专心向着神的缘故。
As if it's trying to say that because Jesus is so concentrated, he's trying to face God.
所以他被撒玛利亚人所弃绝。
That's why he's despised by Samaritans.
因为撒玛利亚的人是一半一半、半天半地的这些基督徒。
Because the Samaritans are the so-called half Christian.
主耶稣要他的门徒在村庄里面预备，他们却不让他去。
And Jesus wanted the disciples send messengers into the village to prepare.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是为了神的旨意到耶路撒冷去。
We know Jesus go to Jerusalem is because of God's will.
但是他被阻挡。
But he was stopped.
你想他应该怎样的啊？举起公义的手来。叫神施行许多神迹，把撒玛利亚毁灭，是不是
？So you probably will imagine that Jesus will raise up his hand of righteousness and do a lot of miracles and destroy all those obstructions.
诗篇第十九篇说什么
？In the Psalm 19.
你看这个公义的王出来都不得了啊
！If you see this righteous king come out, it was such a glory.
啊，他说：“太阳如同新郎出洞房啊，就是勇如勇士啊，欢然奔路。”十九章。
Psalm 19.
第五节。
Verse 5. which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run this race.
45篇怎么说啊?
And in 45,
Psalm 45, 他说, 大能者愿你腰间背刀, 大有荣耀和威严的, 为真理谦卑公义, 赫然坐车前往, 无不得胜的, 你的右手必显明可畏的事。 45章第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty write prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and the right hand shall teach thee terrible things.
第五节说你的剑锋快, 射中王敌之心, 万民就扑倒在你以下。
And verse 5 says, and thine arrows are sharp in the heart of kings' enemies, thereby the people fall under thee.
弟兄姊妹们，如果约翰和雅各他们以为主耶稣是弥赛亚，应该应验诗篇45篇。Now,
if John and James they understand that Jesus is Messiah, then these verses should be fulfilled on Jesus.
所以他们看看主耶稣没有表现，没有反应。
So when they see that Jesus did not react at all,
他们忍不住了。They
can't stand it anymore.
他们怎么说？
So what did they say?
他说主啊。 你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，
he said, Lord,
像以利亚所说的一样吗？
Lord, were thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elijah did?
他们圣经还背得不错，蛮熟的嘞。
So they know the scripture pretty well.
多少人知道这段圣经典故啊？
Now, how many of you knows where does this come from?
以利亚什么时候吩咐火从天上降下来？
When did Elijah ask the fire to come down from
heaven? 列王记下第一章。
Now it was the second king, first chapter of second king.
列王记下第一章，那个时候他们就有一个君王啊亚哈谢，就差遣他的使者去见以利亚。
At that time, the king sent messengers to see Elijah.
他们到了那边说, 神人你下来, 王吩咐你下来。
They went and said, come down, the king wants you to come down.
结果神人说, 如果我是神人啊, 就有火从天上降下来把你们烧灭。
And Elijah answered and said to them, if I be a man of God, and let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50.
结果火从天上降下来把他们烧灭。
And indeed, that's what happened. The fire come down and consumed them.
第二个五十夫长又来了。
And then the second man of 50 come.
又是一样的话。
And he says the same thing.
这句话更凶，快快下来呀！
And this time it's even rude. He says, "Oh man of God, I had come down quickly."
以利亚的话还是一样，如果我是神人，愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十个人。
And Elijah answered just the same. He says, if I should be the man of God, then fire should come down from heaven and consume thee.
第三次一个五十夫长来，这回这个五十夫长真是懂得神的事情。
Now the third time this captain of 50 come, and this time he really understands God.
他一到就双膝跪在以利亚面前。
When he come, he knelt down before Elijah.
他没有命令他，哀求他。He
did not order him, but he begged him.
他说：“愿我的性命啊，在你面前看为宝贵；愿我这五十人性命在你面前看为宝贵。”
He said, "I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servant be precious in thy sight."
所以神就对以利亚说：“你下去。” That's
why God sent Elijah. He said, "God said, go down, Elijah."
弟兄姊妹，为什么以利亚这么威严呢？
Now, why Elijah have such majesty?
因为他们是干犯神的威严，不是干犯以利亚的威严。
Because those people, they are interfering with the glory of God, not the glory of Elijah.
如果今天有人觉得神的威严是可以干犯的，你试试看。If
anybody who think they can touch the glory of God, now let him try.
旧约和新约一样的，不是说新约神的威严不可以碰，就可以碰了。It's
the same in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. It is not so that this is the time of New Testament that you can do this.
旧约里面，摩西他们代表神行政的时候，神的公义彰显在那里。In
the Old Testament time, in the time of Moses, Moses represent God and his government was there.
所以约翰有个观念说，既然这样子。 让我们吩咐火从天上降下来。
That's why John had this concept. He said, "Well, if this is the case, we shall command fire to come down from heaven."
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣道成肉身， 把神的荣耀威严包藏在里面。
Jesus came down in flesh. He enclosed this glory of God in him.
所以我们能接触主耶稣，碰到他，不是碰到神的威严，是碰到人在神面前的尊重。
That's why when we
我不知道他们到底有没有叫火从天上降的本领啊。
I don't know whether they can really do that or not.
你们读读看，他说要我。要我们吩咐火从天上降下来吗？
Now, if you read that verse carefully, you see. Now, do you want us to call down the fire from heaven?
弟兄姊妹，你仔细读的，从前我都在以为说，主啊，你吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，这还不错，这还好一点呢。
I have the impression when I read it before is that, oh Lord, please send down the fire to consume them. That's probably more reasonable.
他说要我们吩咐火从天上降下来吗？
But read it carefully. He says, do you want us to call down the fire from heaven?
我不晓得主耶稣如果让他们做的话，他们有没有这个本领啊
？I don't know if even when Jesus give them the okay, whether they can do it or not.
这个天上的火没有出来，它里面的火出来了。
Now the fire from the heaven did not come down, but the fire from inside of them did come out.
这个不仅雷轰，还有闪电呢。
So it didn't just have thunder, but it has really lightning.
哎呀，这个雅各、约翰真是雷子。
So John and James indeed they are the son of thunder.
主耶稣看着他们。
And so Jesus looked at them
责备他们
and rebuked them.
他说你们的灵如何原心这里原文的灵啊你们的灵如何你们不晓得。
He said, what is with your spirit you do not know?
啊现在晓得了。
Now that you know.
这个火好像亚比米勒的火一样。
Now this fire is like the fire of Abimelech.
大家知不知道亚比米勒是谁啊
Now do you know who's Abimelech?
四世纪里面一个最最属灵的人叫做约坦。
There's the most spiritual person in the book of Judges. His name is Jotham.
但是他没有做过史实，为什么？他应当做史实的，让他同父异母的兄弟，把他几个兄弟都杀了，他就逃走。
He should Jotham should be the judge, but he was not the judge because his brother killed everybody else and was So he ran away.
他的 half brother 就是亚比米勒。
His half brother is Abimelech.
约坦就说，如果你们顺服耶路巴利的儿子，就都平安。
So Jotham said, if you all obey the son of Jerubbaal, then you will all be in peace.
他说你们违背他，愿火从亚比米勒烧出来。
But then he said, if you do not do that, then I pray that the fire will come out of Abimelech.
他说亚比米勒好像荆棘一样啊。
He said Abimelech is like brambles.
弟兄姊妹，约翰、雅各他们的火是亚比米勒的火，不是以利亚的火。
Now John and James, their fire is like the fire of Abimelech. It's not like Isaiah.
Elijah.
Elijah.
主耶稣说，人子来说什么？不是要灭人的性命。
But Jesus says,
The Son of Man
come is not to destroy man's life,
是要救人的性命
but to save them.
那么弟兄姊妹，约翰、雅各的火是灭人的性命啊。
Now the John and James, their fire is trying to destroy man.
但是主耶稣来，他是要救雅各和约翰的性命。
But Jesus came is to save the life of John and James.
是不是救他们呢？
Now did he save them?
雅各、约翰、雷子
，Because John and James they are the son of thunder.
我们看见他这脾气真是火爆的不得了。
Now we can see the temper is really bad.
他们又和几个门徒们争论谁为大。
And again they were fighting with all the other disciples, see who is the greatest.
哦，凡是这样的人都是自高的人。
All this kind of person, they're proud person.
他不仅这样，他还叫他母亲来帮忙啊，是很会钻营的人呢。
Not only that, he asked their mother to come and help.He's very calculating.
什么事情都以自己利益为先。
Because he put his own benefit in the center.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰、雅各的生命性情难道是可爱的吗
？Now, so the nature life of John and James are they really lovable?
约翰自己写《约翰福音》说，一点都没有分辨这些事情。
But when John wrote the Gospel according to John, he did not argue anything. Argue about all his behaviors.
他让马太、马可、路加记这些事情，他完全接受了。
He let Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded his behavior and just let it go.
事实上弟兄姊妹你们知不知道约翰福音里面从来没有约翰自己的名字
Now did you realize in the book of John he never mentioned his own name
有没有提到自己名字
Now did he mention his own name
有没有提到他自己啊
Did he mention himself
有的哈
Yes
他提到自己是叫什么
Whenever he mentioned himself
叫主所爱的门徒
He said the disciple that the Lord loved.
假如要爱这个雷子啊，一定要像主耶稣的度量才能爱他。
So if you want to love this the Son of Thunder, you have to be like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣知不知道约翰的缺点和软弱
？Now, brother and sister, do you think Jesus knows his shortcoming and John's shortcomings?
主耶稣叫他雷子，是不是早就已经看见说这些事情就在他生命里面，天然生命里面
？When Jesus called him the Son of Thunder, did he already see a long time ago that these kind of things is in his nature?
他们的灵，他们自己不知道，主是不是知道呢
？Their spirit, they do not know. Did the Lord know?
但主耶稣还是爱他。
But Lord Jesus still loved them.
在约翰写约翰福音的时候，就是说。Oh, 主所爱的那门徒。
When John wrote the gospel, he said, the disciple that Jesus loves.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得这里约翰有没有说是觉得是我最蒙主的爱啊
？Now here, did you feel that John said that? Oh, I'm the one that Jesus loved most.
事实上，主耶稣十二门徒一样爱。
In fact, Jesus loved them all just the same.
但是每一个人承认主爱的度量。在于他对主的认识多少。
But the amount that they realized the amount of love they receive from Jesus is based on how much they understand him.
不是不 no. The love they recognize.
The love they recognize
depends on how much they know God's love.
Depends on how much they know God's love.
Thank you. 每一个人所承受爱一样的。
Because God's love is the same to everybody.
但是主说，爱大，赦免也大。
But the Lord says,
the forgiveness.
The forgiveness is, if the love is great, the forgiveness is great.
对于我们自己的认识有多少，就承认主的爱有多少。
Now, as much as we understand ourselves, then we realize how Great is God's love to us.
我想在这句话的背后，约翰就承认他是天然生命，像雷子一样。
So I believe that behind this, John recognized that he himself really is the son of thunder.
像这样一个人的性情，什么能改变他
？Now with this kind of temperament, now who can change him?
将来的荣耀能改变他吗
？Is the future glory will change him?
将来的奖赏他会因为这个改变他的性情吗
Is it because of the future reward that he will change himself?
Oh,
no.
因为主的爱
Because of God's love.
你们看以后在使徒行传里面出来的时候
Then you realize that later in the book of Acts,
约翰能够和彼得站在一起
John can stand beside right next to Peter.
让彼得说话约翰不说话
He let Peter do the speaking and he himself to be kept silent.
让彼得来决定事情他自己不说话。
And he let Peter to decide everything, and he keeps quiet.
但是挨打的时候，两人一样挨打。
But when they were beaten, they were both been whipped.
就是约翰改变了。
Dear brothers and sisters, John changed.
他以后写约翰福音，称作爱的使徒。
Later on, he wrote the gospel according to John. He called himself the one who Jesus loves.
什么改变他
？Now what changed him?
啊、我晓得很多人要说圣灵来了就改变了。
I believe everybody will say that because of the Holy Spirit that will change him.
但是在圣灵来之前，他是实际做了跟随耶稣的人。
But before that, he is indeed a follower of Jesus.
你们看看路加福音的安排，那一段讲到跟随主的路，就在记载约翰雅各的事情之后。
Now, do you realize that the part that was written about how to follow Jesus right after Jesus received John and James as disciple.
Rebuke.
Right after he rebuked them.
路加写他的福音的时候，就把约翰雅各作为一个蓝本。 讲到说这些人是跟随耶稣的。
When Luke wrote the gospel, he used John and James as an example, saying that these are the ones who follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这里有没有雷子啊？
Now, brothers and sisters, today, right here, do we have Son of Thunder?
哪一个人承认自己脾气不好的，请举手啊。
Now, anybody, those of you who will admit that you have a bad temper, please raise your hand.
没有人举手，感谢主啊，我们都是雷子啊，天然生命是这样啊。哦，太好，弟兄们，感谢主，都是这样，弟兄们，在于我们认识自己有多少。
Now, we are all like that. It all depends on how much we know ourselves.
你如果不承认是雷子的，可能你还没看见自己真是雷子。
If you do not admit that you are the son of thunder, you probably
我先承认我是雷子。
But I want to admit it myself first.
你们当然也承认我是雷子啊。
And I believe you admit that too.
这个地方脾气很大，对不对
？Because
弟兄姊妹，我们都是这样心情。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are all like that.
度量不够的。
We don't have this big
反应是快的。
And we react quickly.
哦，心里充满仇恨的。
And deep down inside, we're full of hatred.
但是我们是蒙主所爱的。
But we are the ones that Jesus loves.
主所爱的门徒。
We are the one that was loved by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你天天读主的话。
When you read God's word every day.
天天和主有交通。
You have fellowship with God every day.
天天跟随主。
You follow Jesus every day.
你的生命就改变了。
Then your life will change.
相不相信？
Now do you believe that?
还是你觉得你生命好到一个地步，不需要主耶稣改变的
？Or do you think you're so good that you don't need the Jesus to change anything in you？
他们需要读圣经的，我不需要。
He said, "Those of you that they need to read the Bible, but I don't."
是啊，有一段时间我回台湾的时候，我家里亲戚发生一点事情。
There was some time I went back to Taiwan, and there's something happened in my relatives.
我妈妈就说：“你去跟他传福音啊，他们需要听福音啊。”
And my mother would say, "Now you go preach the gospel to them because right now they really need it."
哎呀，好多亲戚说，是啊，他们好需要福音啊。
And a lot of other relatives say the same thing. They say, "Oh, they really need the gospel now."
我说你们不需要福音啊。
Then I say, "Now how about you?"
你们不需要福音啊。
Now you don't need gospel.
你叫我去传福音给那个亲戚，你们不需要福音啊。
And you ask me to preach to those to the relatives. And how about yourself?
弟兄姊妹，是不是有人不读圣经，因为就是说别人需要读，我不需要读？
Is there anybody who doesn't read the Bible think that he doesn't have to read the Bible, but the Bible is for somebody else?
是不是有人不肯祷告，是因为觉得我不需要祷告？
Somebody who doesn't pray, did he think that I don't need to pray?
是不是有人不肯跟随主，是觉得我不需要跟随主的？
Those who doesn't follow Jesus think that I don't have to follow Jesus.
那么就做了路加福音后面讲的那个门徒啊。
Then you become the disciple that was described in the later part of the book of Luke. Later on, he left Jesus.
感谢主，若是我们认识自己是雷子。
Now praise the Lord if we recognize ourselves being the son of thunder.
主耶稣已经呼召雷子到他的面前。
The Lord already called the son of thunder in front of him.
做他的门徒。
To be his disciple.
我实在觉得主有大的怜悯。
I really think the Lord have great pity.
雷子这个名字没有流传下来。
Now the son of thunder did not come down.
以后没有人称雅各、约翰做雷子。
Because nobody ever called John the son of thunder.
因为他们改变了。
Because he was changed.
雅各很早为主殉道。
James was martyred very, very early in his early life.
他没有害人的性命啊，他被人所害啊。
He did not kill anybody, but he was killed.
约翰却在生命里长进，彰显说这个跟随耶稣的人是这样子的。
And then John was growing in there and then show forth. Now this is how a life should be when it's... Now, Barnabas is a bad name.
但是在雅各、约翰身上，这是他们一个最大的拯救。
But in the life of John and James, that's their salvation.
我们需要常常有人提醒我们天然生命的败坏。
We have to be reminded often by other people that what is our corruptible life.
哦，每一次我们天然生命流露出来的时候，我们都说：“主啊，救我，我是雷子啊。”
Every time our natural life come out, we always have to pray that Lord, I'm the son of thunder.
主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
And the love of Jesus will be inside of us.
虽然我们失败，虽然软弱，主永远不离开。
Although we fail often and we are weak, But the Lord never forsake us.
不仅这样，主会改变我们。
Not only that, the Lord will change us.
怎么改变呢？
Now, how does he do that?
大家告诉我怎么改变呢？
Now, would you tell me how does he do that? How does he do that?
怎么样做门徒啊？
Now, how to be how to become a disciple?
大家告诉我怎么样生命会改变呢？
Now, would you tell me how the life can be changed?
读圣经。
Now, to read your Bible.
祷告。
To pray.
跟随主。
And you follow him.
在凡事上仰望主的引领。
And you follow his guidance in every single aspect.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅是外面的事情主会解决。
Not only the things outside that the Lord will solve for you.
我们的生命主会改变。
But our life, the Lord will change.
这个是做主门徒十字架的意义。
Now this is the meaning of cross, to be the disciple.
第二个阶段，我们跟随主。第二个阶段，记不记得十字架的工作在我们
？Remember the second stage of following Jesus is the work of cross on us.
叫我们认识我们的天然。
So that we understand, we know our nature.
叫我们这样跟随主。
So that we can follow him.
求主帮助我们。
We pray the Lord will help us.